Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist B. Taylor is with us today to talk to us not only about his passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that passion with all of you. He's able to mix things up in such a way that he's able to give you music that not only makes you feel good, but also, of course, makes you want to do something good. We're going to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to bring those different messages to music, but also, of course, what you guys can look forward to him in the new future. B., hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man. Glad to have you.
Hello.
Hello, B. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, thank you so much for being on with us, man. Well, look, we were just talking about the fact that, you know, you're able to kind of be real versatile when it comes to music, being able to give people something that makes them feel good, want to dance, but also something that makes them think. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have been responding to your music?
Oh, man, it's been great, man. I've been having a great time and just, you know, representing our troops and, you know, being discovered by the Motown legends. It's just been great. I'm actually in D.C. now for this event with the president tomorrow, so I'm having fun with this new single, man, and just out there moving this One Life movement around and want people to take something positive from it.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that's the whole key, isn't it? I mean, the fact that, you know, that people are able to not only take something great from it, but also, as I said, makes them feel good along the way. So what, you know, take us back a little bit, B, because it was really interesting for me when I was prepping for the segment. I mean, your history is so varied. What was it about music that first spoke to you?
You said that was music about personal for me. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was just interested into what was it about music that first spoke to you personally that made you want to do it?
Man, well, I grew up in church, man. Grew up preacher's kid, playing instruments in church. You know, my mom was over the youth. So, you know, I was with it, and I went to college on a scholarship. I played football and basketball at the University of Missouri, and, you know, also served. So I was just always in music playing for fun, but the day I met Snoop and his brother really changed everything for me. And they were like, you got some talent, man. You are a musician. And then I just started just being a musician and producing. And I got into the rapping part, you know, when I started working with Cuba Gooding and The Main Ingredient and the Motown legends. And, you know, I always grew up to those people. So, you know, listening to old music because my parents are.
Right.
Just I kept going and going, and it led me to where I'm at today. So,
and where you are today is all over the place.
You have really been
busy. I've been staying connected with you through social media, B, like a lot of people have. Talk to us about that. What has that been like for you? It's one thing for you to get the support from people that you know. What is it like for you to see the tens of thousands that are staying connected with you online?
Oh, man, it's just a blessing, man, and that's just the thing of building up. You know, it's been a hard road because you come in such a music business that has a certain way, and for me, hip-hop, you know, playing instruments and being a military-backed artist that supported, it's so unique. And so, you know, I didn't change, and that's one thing. E.I. Lawrence, who is the VP of Cash Money, who's helped a lot, and he also manages Drake and Lil Wayne, and he's like, don't change, you know, be who you are, because first, when you come in this industry, you're like, man, okay, I'm rapping, playing the piano, and I got this military brand and this Motown. It was hard at the beginning because people didn't get it. It was so unique because people didn't understand it, but it was like, you know, it's time for this type of music coming back, and it was like I wanted to be that brand that could unify the military with the urban and hip-hop world, because we have a lot of troops and veterans that buy this music and that get through by listening to hip-hop or urban and pop music. So it was really me wanting to unify that together, as well as unify Motown with hip-hop through the legends to pass it through hip-hop. So
right.
I mean, it's been crazy, man, of like when you could, just the people I've been able to perform and back, and, you know, it's like a dream come true. It's not just entertainers, people, but it's just people that are run our country and some of the most influential people in the world that's asking me to come dinner and perform for them. You know, it's crazy.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, the thing about the single, and we're going to be hearing it here in just a moment, uh-huh. Get 'em Up. I mean, it is a definitely one of those singles that will make people want to get up, you know, and move.
Right.
You know, but also I think the great thing is, you know, I love the fact that it's also about, you know, supporting an important cause too. You know, I feel like, especially, and I'm curious to see your thoughts about this, and I think uh-huh. for various generations, I think sometimes you have to draw people in with one thing to get them
right.
to appreciate the other. Is that kind of what it's been like for you with music?
Yeah, it is. It is. You have to draw them in, you know, it has been like that. I have to draw them into the music so that they would learn about me as the military, you know, Motown, because most artists don't go through that Motown. You know, a lot of the entertainers and everyone knows the Motown brand, and I was really trying to get it through the youth. They dance into Motown music, but they don't know who sings it, you know, and a lot of people are unfamiliar with the military. Unless you're in it or a family member, the average American doesn't know how the military works, because all they think of is guns and war. But they don't understand that, you know, the military does support people who go on like myself to do different things. So it's been, you know, I've been trying to draw them in. And like I said, I went through that Motown connection and the training of Motown, man. It was pretty intense. You know, when you come through with the Miracles and Smoking the Miracles, you know, you got to understand it was Michael Jackson, Stevie. So I went through that type of training. And I'm telling you, man, it's a different animal as a musician, because they're real intense and real perfectionist. So I just really learned the business from them.
Yeah. And you know what? Even that is an important point, B, because I think a lot of times people just think about the videos and the women and the cars and the
house. Right.
They don't think about the fact that this is work. This is a job.
Right.
I mean,
it is.
It's not just something, you know, that you're able to do each and every day. You know, the hard work is what people don't realize. Do you think by your being so approachable, because that's another thing I've gotten from you, do you think the fact that you are so approachable, especially recently as you've been doing all these interviews all over the place, that it really gets people to know in other side of an artist?
Yeah, it does, man, because that's what it's about being. I learned that from the legends. You know, it's not about the cards and all that. It's about how you're going to influence your people with your music in a positive way. Like, they didn't have endorsement deals and, you know, things. You got to understand, Stevie, Smokey, they didn't have endorsement deals like we do now and different ways to brand with company. It was just about the music, and they,
right.
you know, brought cultures together. And so my thing is, you know, I know you can't help everybody, but you touch millions of people with your music. And so I just want to influence people in a positive way and be approachable, so that people can say, you know what, he does represent the military well, represent Motown, and he makes great music. So that's just how I am in nature. And I think, you know, I know you'll stay around a long time. You know, I want to be around a while.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Really excited to welcome B. Taylor to our program today.
Hey, thank you.
Literally, he's been all over the place. I mean, you've seen him on television, heard him on radio, programs like this. So take us into the single. I mean, it definitely is one of those songs that I could easily see being played in the club. How did the song initially come about, B?
Yeah, it came about, I'm living in Vegas. So, you know, Vegas is, you know, got things going on every day, every night, 365.
Right.
So I wanted something about that was, you know, represent feeling good, because it's so transient, because people come from all over the world to Vegas. And I just took that song, was like, get 'em up. People get their hands up all the time, whether they're in church, at a game, in a club. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted, that's where it really came. I'm just a call and response that people naturally do. And, you know, what better city than in Vegas, where I live at, and, you know, people come from all the world. So it was just putting those two things together to make a feel-good record, to get people to love the music and then start taking them into what One Life, the movement, is all about. So.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to spend our final moments talking about that. For those who haven't had a chance to hear it, here is Get 'em Up by B. Taylor. We'll be back with our final moments with the artist right after this.
All right.
Step right up to the VIP. Don't wait at the bar, cause the drink's on me. Get your hands in the mud. In the building to get fuck wild.
Every senorita is feeling my style. Pop them bottles, I represent the lotto. Wears on my fit and thick, gorgeous models. I see a bad shorty in the corner. She's knowing this hunk is about to push up on her. Relax, baby doll, you know I'm coming. You're about to get a different soap like Phil up drumming. Drink up tequila, then hit your boy with that sexual fever. Stop, don't give me the panties just yet. The well's probably dry, plus I love it wet. It's BT, so you know I got your back. Pay attention to that line, cause it's the real facts. A G, it's never been my nature, but I'll give it to you just like a real gangster.
Step right up to the VIP. Don't wait at the bar, cause the drink's on me. Get your hand, get them up. 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 Sexy models, come and follow. Champagne bottles, baby, come on. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, go, go, go.
I'm in Vegas with pretty ladies that accommodate us. Got no time for haters, I got the nice gators. Walk in the club and everybody show me love. Call my man Beast if a dude act up. Put my hands up while I pull my pants up. Do my damn thing while I bang bang. Liquid coat, sipping and I'm hitting. Never slipping, I'm pimping and I'm dipping. Let's go.
Let's go. Right up to the VIP. Don't wait at the bar, cause the drink's on me. Get your hand, get them up. 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 Sexy models, come and follow. Champagne bottles, baby, come on. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, get them up. Get your hand, get up.
Pretty mama, what you working with? What you working with? What you working with? Pretty mama, what you working with? What you working with? What you working with? Pretty mama, what you working with? What you working with? What you working with? Pretty mama, what you working with? What you working with? What you working with?
Step right up to the VIP. Don't wait at the bar, cause the drink's on me. Get your hand.
Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man himself. He's been talking with us not only about the journey of music for him, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that you all are responding. And B, as you mentioned before we heard the single, it all comes back to the movement, One Life. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, it's about changing, helping, and saving lives, and just being a positive voice for our veterans and our military and our youth and just people in general, and touching them through the power of music and, you know, encouraging people, if you can, get out and just help one person, you know, just help somebody, that person can turn around and help someone else. And so that's what my One Life, the movement, basically is, we only got one life, and so you have to live it to the fullest. And I want to touch people through the power of music and just, like I said, always be that voice for our military troops and their families and our veterans that keep us safe around the world, not just the United States, but keep peace around the world.
Right, right. And that single actually won Life the Movement, as well as Get 'Em Up, the one that you guys heard here, is available. Of course, you guys can be able to download it from B. Taylor's SoundCloud page. Mm-hmm. It's soundcloud.com/B Taylor Official. He also is on Twitter as well. I mentioned earlier about him staying connected with his fans. You guys can find him there as well at twitter.com/B Taylor Official. You made it really easy, B, for people to be able to stay connected with you. You know, I think aside from all the other things that you do, and the other thing that I thought about when I was thinking about this conversation with you is how you are going to inspire so many people to be the best
Thank
of themselves.
You.
Is that really your hope, that you're able to show other people, you know what, if B can do this, then I can do it too?
Yeah, and that's really what I wanted to do. You know, going around the schools, and I've spoken to over 150,000 kids and recruits, and that's my mission, man, is to be a light, to say, hey, man, if I'm doing this, you can do this too, or in your own way. Just work hard and stay positive and keep the good Lord first, you know, and that's really what I want to do, and that's what's been the mission since day one, since I was discovered by the Motown legends. So that's been the mission, man, and I've been on the path, and it's been a fun path, a long journey, and still got a lot of work to do, but that's what I feel I've been called to do. You kind of find out what your calling in life is, and I feel my calling is to inspire people through music and just be the best possible person I can be so that I can help people in a positive way.
Right. Well, you know what? I think that's the whole thing for all of us. Again, everyone, B. Taylor has been our guest. Make sure you guys bookmark his website as well, which is www.btaylor.com. There you see some great videos from B as well, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. You actually will see one of Mississippi's own in one of those videos, too. We saw Ray J on there.
Yeah.
When I was prepping for this. So definitely make sure you guys are bookmarking btaylor.com. And then, of course, stay connected with B, as I mentioned earlier, at B. Taylor Official is where you guys can find him on Twitter there. B, man, congratulations to you. Keep up the great work. And thank you so much for sharing the movement with us today.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me out there on Conversations. I appreciate it, man. And good luck to you, man. And just keep rocking with me, man. And we're just going to always come back. Anytime you want me to stop by and come back, I will.
All right, man, I appreciate that. Definitely going to call you out on that. So
cool.
Definitely want to thank B. Taylor for being up with us today. And again, thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Make sure you guys get that single, Get 'Em Up. As I said, it's available on his SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/B Taylor Official. But also you can find the link on his Facebook page as well as his Twitter page as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with B, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.